Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Sunday, December 29th, 2013, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host, and I'm feeling good from my head to my shoes because I got a new attitude. Yes, I do. Happy Sunday to you. I hope your holiday celebrations have been grand, and I hope the celebrations continue as we make our grand entrance into the year 2014. Wow. Did it go fast or what? Well, it sure did seem like it did. But nonetheless, we are not going to go chasing back after it, are we? No, no, no. That's right. We're moving forward. We're thinking forward. We're taking every positive step forward with a positive, productive, promising, and prosperous 2014 as our vision. And I know you are with me on that. So let the new year roll on in because we are ready, set, and going higher onto big, big, big things. How about that? Yes, indeed. And so is my guest today. I had her on the Foxology stage earlier this year for National Women's Month for my Soar, Roar, and Rise feature. She's Talicia Berry, actress, author, playwright, and one of the special people under consideration for nomination for this year's NAACP Image Awards in the debut author category. She is truly doing her thing, and I am excited for her and proud. You go, Talicia. Welcome to Foxology Today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I feel good today. Today is we're moving towards a new year, and I'm excited. I'm excited to turn the page to a new chapter in my life.
Yes.
And just excited.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I am certainly excited for you. Great things are happening, and I'm really glad to have you back. When I saw some of the things that were happening for you on Facebook, I thought, oh, boy, have we got to talk to her while this is all going on before we get to that grand news about your consideration for a nomination for the NAACP Image Awards. I want people who may not be quite as familiar with you and even enlightening those who are about, you know, some of the things that brought you to this point. So I want to roll back just for the sake of taking a look back and talk about the history of you, things you've done in the industry, because you've been doing things for quite a while. You acted, you were writing plays, and then ultimately you wrote this new book. So let's go back and talk about some of those things. How did you get started with all of this? Was that your dream when you were a young person? You just kind of knew that this was the avenue you were going to take?
Yeah, I think so. I was raised by my grandparents and the only child there, so I had to find ways to entertain myself. So I was always performing and redoing commercials till I got on my grandmother's nerves, and I began acting. And it really enlightened me to a whole nother world of my imagination. So I was already writing things. I would write little poems and little things, and I would act that out. So when I learned, began acting at a small theater in Michigan, Flint, Michigan, where I'm from, it just opened my eyes to, you know, what I really wanted to do in my dreams. I wanted to be an actress. So I got an opportunity as I got older to travel and perform and do a lot of off-Broadway gospel musicals. So I traveled around the country doing that. And I learned a lot, you know, in the play, the theater industry, and began to produce gospel plays. And I was married and had children and couldn't do a whole lot of traveling anymore when you got kids. So my kids kind of got the bug as well. So my oldest son, I started teaching drama. So all of my kids were part of my drama team. And my oldest son kind of really got the bug when he was really young. And make a long story short, we ended up moving to California. And a couple of weeks after we moved, he became a professional actor. So he did a lot of things as a kid. And then people probably most know him for his role on Girlfriends, the TV show. He played Jabari on that show, Girlfriends. But he's done a lot of things today. He's almost 23, and he's producing music. So he sings as well. So I continue to do that. I continue to nurture my kids in that industry, and then they started getting grown. So, so I'm like, oh, what about me?
Yeah, they do that.
They were my project. So my son says, Mom, it's time for you to go back and do what you were doing. You know, you taught us. Now it's time for you to do what you do. And I'm like, you're right. So I kind of started dusting off my computer skills and my writing, and I said, you know, I need to go ahead and finish a book that I was working on for some years. So I went ahead and worked on it until it was complete, and that's how I finished. It's a Christian fiction novel, The Baptist Jump.
Before you even got to that, though, you had done some significant, you just mentioned some significant other shows in the industry. I know you wrote a comedy play at one point in time, didn't you?
Yeah, I did a comedy play. It was called Hair Weave. And it was a comedy. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun doing that play, and it a lot of comedians. The cast was full of comedians, so we were constantly laughing. And even Mike Epps, before he was big and famous, and quite a few comedians, Foolish, quite a few comedians. We had a good time with that play, as well as some of the other plays. I did a lot of gospel plays, Wake Up 2, some kind of real. I got another gospel play that we're working on now to move forward with that. So I'm excited, you know, getting back to doing what I love to do. So
that is always exciting, and I am, you know, in admiration of what you were doing. I you know, when these projects roll out, people have no idea the energy and the stamina it takes sometimes to just hold on to your horses when other parts of life break in, like you explained about your family and having to raise them, and now just getting back to the dream that you held in your heart and the love that you have for writing. And now here you are on the brink of being considered for a really very prestigious award. You're being considered as a nominee for the NAACP Image Awards, and I just want to make sure I reword that, because I think I put it out there as an actual nomination, but it's these votes that actually create the nomination, and that's for your book in the debut author category, your book, Baptist Junkie. So I do want to talk about the book itself, because they are all born out of some type of inspiration, and I know that you had several influences that helped create this fictional story for your readers. So let's talk about that. When did it hit you? You mentioned some years ago. When did it hit you that this story was brewing in your heart and in your head?
Well, in college and most of the writing courses I've taken, they always say, write what you know, write what you feel. You can write better when you write from your heart and what you feel. And growing up in the church, that I could feel that. You know, I could feel the different characters that could come out of church. So having a background in doing the gospel plays, I had built my following had been the church, and it really inspired me just being able to correspond with people who were sitting in the audience to see what really moved them. So that's when I knew the things that I write had to come from a place of what I know and what I felt, ministry and family. And the book, The Baptist Junkie, is about a family. It's about a young girl who, she was raised in a religious family, and she kind of lost her way. And she got involved in drugs and in the wrong lifestyle. And it all began based on how she felt or how her father, the words that her father spoke to her once she found out she was pregnant. And a lot of times people don't or parents don't understand how words can really hurt or affect a person, or especially a young person. And this is what happened. The words really affected her to a point where she felt inadequate. She just didn't feel good about herself. And this is what helped her get out into the wrong. She was looking for love and validation, but she was looking in all the wrong places. And sometimes this happens in life to a lot of people. So she had to go out and find her way. So that's really what the story, and a lot of the characters are based on people in my own family and what people that have read the book have said they can relate, because it relates to people in their family. And so I try to create fun, loving characters as well as those villains and people that we try to tell our kids to stay away from. So it gives it's a well-rounded base of characters, and it begins in 1968. So if you grew up in a church, especially a Baptist church in 1968, you kind of get a idea of, you know, what it was like in that time, that era.
Well, you know, I think it's real interesting that you decided to build a story around a female who is challenged with these particular issues that I guess apparent to some and hidden to many others. And the fact that, you know, I often believe that when you bring such revelation out, that it is particularly in your case designed to help other people see how challenging things can be, but you don't have to stay in a certain place in life, that there's opportunity for breakthroughs, there's an opportunity for chance after chance to get your life together. Tell us about any particular area in this woman's life where it seemed that it was maybe her, instead of her breakthrough, she felt maybe like giving up.
Yeah. Well, the story began when she was 16, and she gets pregnant after her first encounter with her young boyfriend at the time. And they were both in high school. And when it came to the point where, you know, discovered that she was pregnant, he wasn't really interested in getting married, which her father said that was the number one solution. She needed to be married. She didn't need to have a child out of wedlock. and he didn't want to get married. And that was one thing that really, really hurt her. And mm-hmm. so that was the first thing that really kind of sent her into this place that she felt that she just wasn't worthy, you know, of anything or anybody. And so that's how she progressed on in her life. But then she went on this journey of feeling this way. So she went through, I can't tell all the story yet, but she went on a different, went through different challenges and dealing with people and dealing with men and still trying to find love and acceptance. So she just wasn't going about things the right way. She knew the right way, but she just couldn't figure that out at first. You know,
mm-hmm.
towards the end when she realized it was just really about her and God, you know, but mm-hmm. she had to go through, and sometimes in life we have to go through different channels and different challenges in our lives until we really sit back and think about, you know, who we are and how God does love us, even through all the mess and stuff that we go through. And she went through
right.
a lot of mess in her life, but she eventually finds her way, but she had to go through some things first, and that often happens in so many people's lives, and that those are the things that people who have read the book have told me that, you know, I could relate, or I understood what she was going through, you know, or my mother went through this, or my sister went through this, so I could totally understand and relate to this book. So.
Yes. Well, I know it's a very compelling story, and it is going to reach a lot of people. And we know that right now you are certainly in the spotlight with this voting process that's going on for the NAACP Image Awards and the debut author category. I want to talk about that. How did all of that come about?
Well, this NAACP Image Awards is an annual event, and it's a event that they have every year where they look for the outstanding music and literary movies, television shows that focus on African Americans. So when I heard about it, there was one day left to submit. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I have time to get everything together. It's like, yes, you do. You have to get everything together so I could submit it. So I got everything together, and this is what happened. So it's under the right now, and it's just under the consideration process right now. So we
mm-hmm,
won't know
mm-hmm.
who the nominees are. The committee has everything in there, reviewing everything. That's the process with anybody in the music industry. When you see the nominations at the end, everyone goes through the same process. So I'm just in
mm-hmm.
the process right now. So we won't know until January 9th when the nominations are announced.
So this is actually, and I do want to make sure I correct the information that I have stated out there, that this is actually then a selection process, a voting selection process to become a nominee in that category, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, either way, I think it's pretty phenomenal, Talisha, and I certainly encourage anybody who is listening, and I will through my social media, to cast their vote for the potential category and nomination for you. I think it's very exciting, and I know positively the best is yet to come for you with this book. I want to make sure people know too that you also are being considered for a movie, or you have plans underway. Get us in the loop with that.
Well, we're just being around the movie industry with my son. I had a good time and met quite a few people and got a great deal of friends in the movie industry, and so we're in talks, and I'm in talks with a few people that is interested in moving forward with doing the film based on the book. So I'm excited about that. So.
Mm-hmm. What are we looking at for a rollout possibly for that? How soon or far away is that?
Oh, well, we're just in the beginning stages now. So, you know, that thing sometimes you just never know, you know, in terms of timing. when it's going to take place. You know, so we're just right now at the beginning stages of collaborating on how and which direction we're going to go as far as it being on the big screen. So.
Well, I know it's quite an undertaking. Yeah, yeah, I'm excited for you. I know it's quite an undertaking because, you know, that industry itself is just so popular and powerful, but there are many people who definitely want to get their projects off the ground, and so it's more competitive than ever as well. I know I was really surprised to hear that during the release of 12 Years of Slaves, that was a project that had been in process for about 10 years, I think that I heard, if I heard that correctly. So we're not thinking your project's going to take that long, especially since you got the right connections already.
I hope not.
Your son.
I really hope
not. Sounds like you got some really good support and some really good backing going for you right now. But I do want to talk about a couple of things before we wrap this interview up. I always like to offer as much inspiration and motivation for people as well as information about what people are doing and what things are going on around the world. But I want people to know that a couple of things you said, you know, you had this dream in your heart for quite a while. You had to shift things for a while, but, you hung on to it, and now you're back in the saddle. What would you say to people who are aspiring to write or who still have that gut feeling that something needs to happen in their own life, especially with us on the brink of a new year, and maybe they're thinking about it. What would you say to continue to offer some motivation, inspiration to someone who may be considering a project?
I would say to never, ever give up your dream, no matter what. I mean, if it's something that's in your gut and you feel it, then that's probably something that you should be doing. Just don't give up, and always believe that whatever you dream is possible. I mean, if you can dream it, it's possible. And I've always felt that way, and I always taught my kids that. So my kids motivate me, you know, so and remind me of things that I've said to them. So I would say to anyone, just always believe in yourself first. Because if you don't believe in yourself, it's going to be hard for anybody else to believe in you. But so you got to believe first. You just got to take the steps, you know. Always look ahead. And, you know, we're going into a new year. It's time to turn the page. Just turn the page. It's time to do new things. So not look back at what was behind us, but ahead. So move forward and think big and just always believe that you can. And you can.
Okay. Well, one other thing came to mind, and that was to be courageous, and I would not let you go without you talking about your online magazine as well. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how to get your book, and then we're going to tell people how to vote.
Okay. Courageous Woman Magazine, we are Courageous Woman Mag. Magazine is an online inspirational magazine that highlights extraordinary women that doing extraordinary things. And starting this spring, we'll be going digital and print. So I'm excited about that, too. So we're working hard doing that. It's some things that are online now, and we're going to continue to post things. But we're really focused now on going print and digital. So also, I have a radio program, so it'll kind of coincide with the magazine. So if you subscribe, subscriptions are free. So if you subscribe, you'll get more information, more details about the radio show that's coming up soon.
And give that web address?
It's www.courageouswomanmag.com.
Okay, great. And how can they get the book, Baptist Junkie?
You can go to my website at TalishaBerry.com and order it from there. And it's also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and a few bookstores. But if you're ordering online, definitely on TalishaBerry.com.
Okay, wonderful. I've been talking with author, actress, playwright Talisha Berry, who's been taking votes online to be nominated in the debut category for her new book, Baptist Junkie. And we're going to share right now how to make that vote happen if you'd like to offer her support. Talisha, go ahead and give that info out.
It's a simply going on to the NAACP Image Awards Facebook page and just creating a post that says nominate Talisha Berry's book, The Baptist Junkie, for debut author. And that's it.
It's that simple, people. So
it's
we would love
simple.
To have your support. Absolutely. Let's see if we can make that happen for Talisha. Talisha, I want to thank you so much for taking time. I just got so excited when I saw that, and I really did. It just felt like I needed to throw in my hoorah for you by doing this interview
today. I appreciate you so much.
And you as well. Truly, I do. So thank you again for taking time out of your Sunday, and I will keep my eyes opened, and I know we're going to stay in touch. So you have a wonderful day, and thank you again. Bless you.
You bless you, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You as well. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. I would like to thank all of you as well. Boy, was that a fun time talking with Talisha. Be sure you do go to the NAACP Image Awards page on Facebook and cast your vote for Talisha Berry in the category of debut author. We're going to show her our love and support. I also want to take this opportunity to say Happy New Year to you. And I really do hope that there's a lot of happy in it for you. I will talk to you next time. Happy Sunday once again, and thank you so much for listening.